Ground floor. The lift doors opened and let her out. Maybe she should have stayed at his bedside. Did it look bad that she hadn't? What were they doing now, up there? Washing him? Packing him up for the undertaker? Her throat suddenly felt inexplicably dry, and she thought if she didn't tug off her mask, she might choke. She caught movement in her peripheral vision and heard a cry so searing and intimate she thought it was her own. She turned her head just as a pair of swing doors leading to a corridor opened and shut. As they swung closed, the scene beyond stuttered visually, like a strip of film that had frames cut out. A series of still images, in fact. The petite, mixed-race woman with dreadlocks sat on a plastic bench, keening, bent forward, elbows on knees, holding a handkerchief to her face, chest heaving as she tried to stop the flow of tears. White guy of similar age, in his 20s, wearing a wrinkled T-shirt and patterned house pants, standing uselessly with one hand on her shoulder. Two middle-aged people behind, the older man with his forehead pressed against the wall. The girl was hysterical in grief, distraught at the world, at God. Alison knew the feeling.